Hi there, and welcome to Everlasting Love. My name is Patricia King, and I'm really glad that you've joined us for today's program with our special guest, Joshua Mills, who's going to share on an awesome topic, time and eternity. And Joshua, that is the title of your new book.
It is.
We're excited about your book and about this teaching that you're bringing forth in the body right now.
I'm so excited about this message about time. And God began to unfold it for me over the past year and just began to take me into some things in Scripture, gave me also personal experiences in regards to taking dominion and authority over our day, over our years, over our time, taking authority over it. You know, in the beginning, the Bible says that God created the sun and the moon, He created the stars, and the Bible actually says that He set these lights in the sky to serve as signs for seasons and for days and for years. And so God created time in the beginning. We understand that. God created time. When He looked at His light, He saw it and He said that it was good.
Yes.
He didn't say it was bad. He didn't say time was going to be a struggle. He didn't say that time was going to work against you. He didn't say time is going to fly away. You're not going to have enough time. He looked at it and He said it's good. So it's interesting. He created time as a tool for mankind.
Yeah.
But He didn't create man for time. Mankind was created out of the realms of eternity. Now, the Bible says, within you and I, the spirit of the eternal has been planted on the inside.
Right.
So we're literally eternal beings that have been placed inside time for a moment. Yep. And we understand that. We're in the world, but not a part of its ways or its system.
Right.
And so this revelation that God began to show me is that, you know, Adam had favor with time in the beginning.
Right.
Now, we understand that when Adam sinned, I mean, it opened up a floodgate of
corruption,
problems, corruption. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden now, you know, there was separation from God. Man was separated from God. And, you know, we had to labor by the sweat of our brow. And women would experience pain in childbirth and sickness and disease, infirmity, poverty, all these kinds of things came into the earth. Another thing that happened is that all of a sudden man lost dominion over time.
Wow.
But it was God's original intention that we would walk in that sphere of blessing on the earth. And so when we read through, you know, the new covenant, we understand that Jesus came as the second Adam and that Jesus Christ restored to mankind that which was lost because of sin. So when we come into faith with the glory or come into faith through Jesus Christ, that suddenly now we're restored into a place of being able to live as whole and healthy people.
Right.
That we're able to walk in divine healing, able to walk in divine prosperity, able to walk in a place of having dominion over time. Now, the psalmist David said this in Psalm. He said that God has given mankind dominion over every created thing. And one of those things that was created in the beginning was time.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I know one day I was at my desk and I had stacks and stacks of unfinished work to finish. And I only had, I think it was like a day and a half before I had to leave town again. And it just looked like a never-ending stack. And I thought, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't have time. And He says, yes, you do. You have time. And I said, I don't know how I can possibly get this done without your help. And He said, well, actually, He said, time is something that I've created, and you've sown time into my kingdom. He said, every act of prayer, evangelism, worship, that is, you're sowing in the realm of time. You're sowing time into my kingdom. Therefore, according to the law of sowing and reaping, you can draw time. And I thought, wow, I never thought of that. So I just sat there at my desk and I said, okay, God, I receive the substance of time. And that was the first time I actually realized, I thought, time is a substance.
Right.
It's a created substance.
It is.
And so I thought, okay, I received the substance of time in Jesus' name. Now, I never felt anything. I didn't notice any different. I just went about my work. And I finished it in record time. In fact, I finished it so early that I had time to do more.
Right.
And so I didn't actually feel in my physical senses the miracle, but there was the evidence of it. It was just all of a sudden the time that I didn't think was available was more than available with time to spare. And it was such a revelation to me, Joshua, about this substance of time, and I sometimes like to think of time as substance, like a capsule inside of eternity, that we live inside the realm, but we're not confined to the realm of time because we are eternal beings. But it was like, that was my first miracle to do with time.
Right.
And so I understand what you're saying, but God has taken you so deep into this message, and you've seen miracles as you started to get the revelation of this whole subject, and as God's been revealing things to you,
right.
you have put that to work and started practicing following God into realms of the miraculous in this.
My experience was very similar to yours as far as being in a situation in my life where it looked like I did not have enough time to do what I needed to do. And, you know, one of the problems in the earth right now is that everybody needs more money and everybody needs more time.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs more time.
Yeah.
And God brought me into this revelation, and that's why I'm so excited about being able to write this book and share this revelation with other people. Because God gave me the revelation that I could take authority over it,
mm-hmm.
and like you, that my days could be lengthened.
Right.
That it does not make sense in the natural how it happens,
right.
but I could do more in one day than would normally naturally
I
be
love
possible.
It. I love it.
And when the revelation began to come, that's when I began writing books. Over the past year, I've written a little over 10 books over the past year, and it's just been, it hasn't been hard, it hasn't been a struggle, it's come with ease, and it's something that I've been wanting to do for years.
Yeah.
But God's given me dominion over time, and I've been able to do it, as well as, you know, traveling to the nations of the earth.
Leading a ministry.
Leading a ministry. And
husband,
and
father.
Exactly, not neglecting my family,
right.
all those kinds of things. But God's literally showed me how we can have dominion over time. And so I share some of those miracles in the book. And one of them is that God can give us supernatural time reversal, that God can take us back to go forward.
Right. Okay, that is huge.
It is
and
absolutely huge.
I love
huge.
It. And so share some more with us about that, because I think on this program, Joshua, we're going to pray for people.
I would love to do that.
Yeah, we're going to pray for some of them to get the miracles of that time reversal, to go back and bring alignment in that.
Supernatural age reversal.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord began to show this to me through the scripture. I want to show you something in Psalm 103. I love what it says. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. So this is talking about praising the Lord, blessing the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits. So as you begin to praise God, there's benefits that come. The first one is, he forgives all your iniquities. So this is salvation. The second one, he heals all your diseases. This is the solution to your sicknesses, your infirmities. The third one is, he redeems your life from destruction, and he crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. This is supernatural deliverance and favor coming upon your life. And look at this last one, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Do you see that?
Yeah, I love it.
One of the benefits,
according to
Psalm 103, verse 5, is supernatural age reversal.
I'm going to grab hold of that one. I like that.
I want to do that right now. I just want to do an activation for anybody that's watching right now. I just want to begin to release my faith, and I want you to release your faith and just join with me in believing right now that God can supernaturally take you back in the spirit. God can even supernaturally take you back in your physical bodies. Right now, I declare that bones are being strengthened. Right now, I declare that minds are becoming clear and minds are becoming sharp, that any effect of aging against the mind is being reversed, against dementia and Alzheimer's. Right now, I command supernatural age reversal. Right now, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, I thank you for strengthening bodies in order to do the things that you've called them to do, bringing the provision to release the vision of God right now in Jesus' mighty name.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. Just receive that right now where you are.
So, Joshua, is it possible then for us to believe, like, for 60-year-old skin to reverse back to 20-year-old skin?
You know, it's totally possible. I was in the south of France several years ago, and as I was ministering, the Lord urged me to release this word of knowledge. And it came out like this. It came that God was literally removing wrinkles and age spots off of people's bodies. And when I released that word, there was such a faith in the room that people began to receive it, and wrinkles began coming off of people's faces. Wrinkles began to come off people's bodies. There was age spots that came off legs. Woo. There was even tattoos that began to disappear in that realm
awesome.
Of glory.
Awesome.
Absolutely
I
amazing.
I love it.
Absolutely amazing.
I love it. You know, in the day that we're living in, there seems to be a real call, even in the world, for reversal of aging. So they've got all kinds of laser treatments
and creams, and
surgeries and everything,
right.
You know. But isn't that neat that God has a provision for a restoration? Because actually, the aging process, I've been trying to weigh this up because I'm in a new phase of life right now,
sure.
and noticing some signs of age in the physical body, because the scripture says the outer man decays or deteriorates.
Right.
But in the glory, it doesn't have to.
It doesn't.
And in the heavenly realm, it doesn't. It's always, you know, it's always the glow. It's always the radiance of Christ.
Right.
And so, yeah, we can start pulling that in and applying it now.
It's absolutely amazing when you begin to get this revelation. You can actually begin to demonstrate the manifestation. It's totally possible. The Bible says without revelation, without knowledge, people perish. But when you get this revelation, you can begin to prosper in this thing that God has for you. And so I'm believing even through this show today that people are going to begin to receive supernatural miracles in time.
Yeah, age reversal is coming.
Absolutely.
I'm grabbing hold of it.
Absolutely.
Amen. Well, we're going to take a break right now because we want you to hear about Joshua Mills' book and CD regarding time and eternity.
Journey through the mystery of the kingdom and experience the tangible glory of heaven. The Glory School unpacks new creation realities, hearing the voice of God, third heaven visitation, and much more. Visit xpministries.com to purchase The Glory School now.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience Him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.
Joshua, I am very excited about your new book. It's a great book. I think every viewer should get that book because there's keys in it to operate in the supernatural, to take this dominion over time, to make time work for you rather than against you.
Right, so exactly.
People, I mean, all of us have made mistakes that we wish we could go back into time
right.
and fix, you
right.
know. But there can be shifts, actual shifts in the spirit if we do that by faith.
Absolutely.
Can you share a bit about that? Because I know in your book you've got a lot of practical teaching and that, but share some testimony and some insight into that.
Well, we read about Hezekiah in the Old Testament. We read about sickness that came on him, and actually the prophet showed up, and of course in the Old Testament times the prophet came, and it wasn't very good news. It was, you're going to die, so get ready because that's kind of what's going to happen to mm-hmm. you. And so Hezekiah, he turned and he put it himself in a corner and just begin to cry out to the Lord and begin to pray to the Lord and intercede. And in that place, actually, there was favor that began to come. And the word of the Lord came back to the prophet to go back to Hezekiah and tell him instead of passing away, instead of perishing, that he was actually going to have 15 years.
He's given more time.
Given to his life. In other words, he was going to go back 15 years. It's going to be a reversal of time. And then he was going to be completely healed. And then the prophet also said, as a sign that the Lord is going to do this, would you like the clock to go forward or would you like the clock to go backward? And Hezekiah thought it's an easy thing for the clock to go forward. The clock always goes forward. So instead, right. make it go backward as a sign right. that I'm going back to go forward.
Right.
And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. That
right.
the sun went down 10 steps yep. on the stairs and time was reversed. He went back 15 years and was completely healed.
Wow.
Now, something that we've seen in our meetings is that there'll be times when God releases words of knowledge for people. And I remember one time particularly, we were in the Midwest, and the Lord spoke to me and said that somebody was going back 30 years of time, that there was a time reversal of 30 years, and that this person was going back to the time before a car accident. Now, unbeknownst to me, there was a woman that was in that meeting, and 30 years prior, she'd been in a car accident. I mean, it had messed up her body. For 30 years, she'd been experiencing pain. For 30 years, she had been dealing with situations in her back and her spine and her neck. And I mean, she was a mess, an absolute mess. But when that prophetic word came forth that God was taking her back 30 years, instantly the healing miracle came to her.
Wow.
And she got the miracle. I mean, it was absolutely amazing.
So it's almost like going back before the sickness happened or before the accident happened.
Absolutely.
And so the body then goes back into that time. It's mind-boggling, isn't it?
It does not make sense in the natural.
Yeah.
But
I love it.
I love it too.
I love this.
And the thing is, when you get this revelation, you can begin living the manifestation of it.
Wow.
And God's given me so many keys that I share in this book, very practical applications and ways that people can walk this out and begin taking it step by step to see God giving them dominion over time. It's just,
I love it.
It's scriptural. It's my testimony. It's personal, something we've been experiencing and living and walking out.
I love it. And so, like, if you're really remorseful about a decision you made, you know, because every decision bears a consequence, and
right,
every decision puts you on a path, it puts you on a journey.
Right.
And I think all of us can look back in our lives and think, oh man, if I hadn't done this,
right,
then,
exactly.
then I would be in a different place today.
Right.
So, but in the Lord, we can actually go back into that place, ask forgiveness, put the blood of Jesus on it, and then deliberately make another choice in the Spirit and have a different outcome in our life today.
It's actually, you know, the grace of God.
Right.
There is grace that can come and touch your life to such a degree that when that grace comes, it's grace over time.
Right.
And it takes you back to go forward. And I've received words of knowledge many times in meetings where God will begin to speak and say that He's actually reversing people into a place where they're going back before the point of decision, where there were several different ways that they could choose or make a choice or go down this way or that way. And now walking down that road,
right.
they've seen that was definitely the wrong way, wrong decision. I'm dealing with the consequences. I feel guilty. My life has not been a success. All these things. But the Lord has shown me that He's been able to take
wow.
them back before that point of decision to walk into the blessings.
I love it.
Yeah, it's absolutely
it.
Amazing.
I remember one time, Joshua, the Lord took me into a spiritual encounter, and He took me back into time, actually over 100 years back into time.
Right.
And because He was calling me to do an intercessory act for a nation. And I don't have time to unpack all the details, but it was a very detailed assignment. And He had me do a prophetic intercessory act at that time to reverse a curse that had come upon a whole nation.
Wow, that's amazing.
And so in this encounter, I just followed the Lord and did
sure.
everything He told me to do. And then I came out of the encounter and it was like, wow, that was amazing. I don't know what it's going to look like, but it was very, very real. It was a very real spiritual encounter. Well, now, years later, we've seen the results of that intercession because the actual curse that was holding the nation back, because it was dissolved, because it was removed, has now enabled the whole nation to come into the fullness of what it was called to be in
wow.
God. And those restrictions and the attitudes, the mindsets that used to be in that nation are now gone.
That is amazing.
Yeah, and it's an open heaven. Right now, that nation is just thriving in the Spirit of God and even on government levels, which is what I prayed into during that assignment, was an actual level of government.
Right.
That on government levels, they are now exalting the Lord, proclaiming the Lord, reversing decisions that have been made that weren't godly into a godly alignment.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So it was going back in time.
Yeah, and then you fix it so that the consequences in the realm of time today
right.
can look different.
Right. Absolutely amazing. Last summer, I was downstairs at my home in Palm Springs, California, and I was just working in the tool shed, and Janet Angela, she was bringing some stuff down the stairs, and the door was open. And I looked across, and all of a sudden I heard this yell. Janet was screaming. She had fallen, slipped down the stairs, and she was laying at the bottom of the stairs. And instantly, the Spirit of God rose up on the inside of me, and with holy boldness, I just declared, I take you back 15 minutes in the name of Jesus.
Wow.
I declare that. I take you back 15 minutes. When I spoke that, Janet looked at me. She said, what just happened? I said, you just fell down the stairs, but I took you back in time to before it happened. She said, I don't even remember coming down these stairs.
Wow.
She said, the last thing I remember is being upstairs. Now, Janet, my wife, Janet Angela, she bruises very easily. And so a fall like that would leave bruises all over her body. There was not one bruise. There was nothing wrong with her. I mean, she was in awe that she was at the bottom of the stairs, couldn't remember it. There was nothing wrong. God had supernaturally taken her back.
Whoa. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, we want to invite you right now to get the book, Time and Eternity. We can only give you these little yummy appetizers right now. But in the book, there's very practical teaching that will actually teach you how to work with Holy Spirit, with the principles of the Word, to activate time reversal and time redemption. And so go online now, actually. Just go online and order the book. Time and Eternity. And of course, we also have your CD, which is Taking Dominion Over Time. So if you want an audio teaching, it's Taking Dominion Over Time. God bless you. We're going to be right back, and we've got some activations in store for you. So get ready for a miracle. It's going to come right into where you are, because we're going to minister into this whole issue of time reversal and dominion over time.
Journey through the mystery of the kingdom and experience the tangible glory of heaven. The Glory School unpacks new creation realities, hearing the voice of God, third heaven visitation, and much more. Visit xpministries.com to purchase The Glory School now.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience Him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.
Breaker Team Partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.
In the realm of glory, time can be reversed, you can have favor with time, and time can also be accelerated. And even right now, as you're watching this program, I just want to pray for you to receive a supernatural acceleration in time, that God will take you beyond your years of understanding, beyond your years of wisdom, beyond your years of natural achievement or accomplishment, that God will literally begin to take you into a place of supernatural blessing like never before. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for releasing acceleration in time, in Jesus' mighty name.
I see someone watching this program and you've been overwhelmed recently because you haven't had enough time. And you are juggling. I see you juggling many things. Like you've got some major family things going on. In fact, there's someone in your household that needs medical attention. So you've had to give extra care into that. But then you also work full time. And then there's some other needs that have come up and some other commitments that you had already made. You said, I can't do it. And you actually have been feeling like you're at a point of breakdown. But what God's going to do is accelerate your time and expand your time. You are going to get an increase. increase of time. The things, the duties, what I'm seeing here right now is the duties that you have that look like they're going to take a long time are going to be accelerated. You'll get them done so fast that you're going to be amazed. But also, when you finish your task, you're going to realize, oh my gosh, I've got so much extra time. Where did I get all this time from? And it's because God right now is giving you a miracle.
Right now, I believe that God is releasing supernatural favor in time, and it's also connected with divine supernatural reversal of time. I'm hearing two names. It's the name George, and it's the name Frida, and I believe that you're a married couple. I'm hearing something about there's been a lot of guilt and a lot of regret over the way that you've utilized your years over the history of your life. And right now I see the Holy Spirit coming and bringing illumination and revelation for you to take a reversal, supernatural reversal of time, to go back into a place of living in the blessing. And I even see it's attached to a business, and God bringing success to a business that seemed like it was continually failing. Right now I just release that blessing for you in Jesus' name.
God is going to do a miracle today for a married couple. You had a tragedy in your marriage just a little while ago where there was some unfaithfulness that took place, and it was devastating, absolutely devastating for both parties, but especially for the wife, because it was the husband that was unfaithful. And so over this last while, you've been trying to put the pieces back together, and you're committed to walking it through, but it's like there's so much woundedness, so much injury, that you're walking with a limp. You actually feel like you're walking through your marriage with a limp. What God wants you to do is get into His presence together, take communion together, and go back into His presence and say, Father, the blood of Jesus can make this as if it never happened. But then by faith, take hold of that. Go back before the affair took place. Go back to when the marriage was vibrant and full of life, and go back and examine even the issues within the marriage that took it out, you know, because sometimes there's roots that need to be dealt with. Go back with Holy Spirit into that time and make those things right. And as you do, you're going to notice a restoration for your marriage, because all the consequence, the negative consequence of that affair are going to be removed. It'll be just like it was before that affair. It's going to be made like new, because God is going to do a time reversal on that. Now, in the name of Jesus, I declare blessing over you, and I declare a very powerful prophetic word. It's this: God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. We'll see you next time.
Order Patricia King's new Sacred Time, Sacred Place journal. Develop a rich devotional life with practical guidelines, scripture, and journal space for a deeper intimacy with Jesus Christ. Order the Sacred Time, Sacred Place journal online now at xpministries.com.
Are you called to media? XP Media's training team is available to teach you every phase of media production, from script writing to acting, editing, producing, and directing. For more information, visit xpmediatraining.com.